Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Guess what? This is our Street Smart Hour. And what we do here, a full hour, no interruptions, connect you with the things that you will want to know to help you change your life. It is more than empowerment. It is a call to action. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm joining the fan club here, the Pete Siegel fan club. He's my guest today. And today we are going to talk about cracking the good luck code. Let me just tell you a little bit about Pete, though, before we get started. And, you know, he and I have done one of the most or several of the most circulated shows out there right now in podcasts. And you'll find out towards the end of the show why that is. He is someone that has helped countless people, you know, absolutely get out in the world, achieve their maximum use, and you'll find out what that means. He is someone that understands the full potential of who we are, and how does he do that? He demonstrates that in his life. Through his writing, through his seminars, through his classes, through his programs, being on television. I was just watching a television clip of Pete, and by the many, many ways that he fearlessly approaches his own set of limitations to say, I'm not going to have any of this today. He is also the creator of many, many things, but the incrediblechange.com website, and you're going to find out more about that. But today, we want to put to rest all of the concerns, all of the questions around whether it is luck or whether it is something that you have within you. Pete's joining me here today. We're going to kick it up a couple of hundred notches right here because we're going to talk about cracking the good luck code. Pete Siegel, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Pat, as always, it's great to be here with you, and I know we're going to do a monster show tonight.
Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all, Pete.
that's a common euphemism that people say, the people who, you know, have things go against them and things not go the way they'd want them, and nothing works out for me, and everything is against me, and a dark cloud follows me around wherever I go, and seems to be the world. My dog hates me. My goldfish hate me. My hamster won't even run in the circle and come around when I have food. Why is that going that way? Why does that happen? Well, if you look at what happens to you in your life, nothing is random. Everything is a result of subconscious programming contexts. You either have structured unconsciously ideas and beliefs, assumptions and presumptions that attract goodness in life, that stimulate goodness in life, that make you someone that life positively gravitates toward, or it pushes it away from you.
In fact,
it attracts the bad. It encourages the bad. It basically stimulates life to produce, unfold, and manifest for you the exact context of what your ideas and beliefs subconsciously are comprised of. And that is the basis for luck. If you look at people who believe in good luck charms, Pat, which like a four-leaf clover or a rabbit's foot or a horseshoe or, you know, a pair of old crusty socks that I wore when I was a kid and then I got an A on my test one day, so I keep those socks around me wherever I go. What happens when you pick those things up? You begin to believe that something different will happen for you. You begin to feel something. It's not the rabbit's foot or those good luck charms. It's the mental or consciousness shift that occurs that begins to stimulate life to respond toward, react toward, and involve you within it in a much different and positive way. That's the basis of any kind of luck that you'll experience in your life.
Well, you know, the reason I'm excited about this conversation is, and this is something that you can talk to, for those of you just tuning in, I am right here with my very, very special guest on the Dr. Pat Show, Pete Siegel. And today we're talking about something that I know is on everybody's mind, and that is cracking the good luck code. You know, what does that mean? Are there only the handful of people in the world that are lucky, and the rest of us have just been dealt the bad deck of cards? Well, Pete is here today that's going to talk about this from the perspective of not only his own success, but the success that he has helped many, many other people reach in their lives. Not because they have a loaded pair of dice, but because he is the country's foremost sports and peak performance hypnotherapist who has helped people experience unparalleled confidence, success, and personal growth. Today's show, for anyone listening to it, is to help each and every one of us put the luck thing to bed and step in to what we know we have, and that is us, each and every one of us. And so I want to tell you right up front, if you hear anything in this show where you want to call in, ask Pete a question, get some help, and move forward, I'm going to tell you the number, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Pete, let's start out with this conversation of luck. You know, what the heck is it? Where did we get this from? And why are so many of us attached to it?
Because people believe that there are sort of out-of-the-blue, spontaneous, random, unexplainable occurrences that happen for them. And, you know, sometimes it seems that way. The guy who wins the lottery or the gal who wins the lottery. Out of the blue, someone who auditions for a part. If you've ever seen the auditions for the American Idol shows,
oh yeah,
they have lines around, not the block, they have lines around the city that they're holding the auditions in, and tens of thousands audition, and only, you know, maybe 10 people will get that. And so they figure, well, is it really based on talent? Is it based on luck? Is it based on being in the right place at the right time? Is it God's will? Is it this, that, or the other thing? It may be a combination of all those things, okay? So sometimes it seems like there are the big chunk unexplainable, quote-unquote, luck has befallen upon me in an unexplainable way occurrences. The majority of times, luck has to do with things that you would like to experience in your life, unfolding in your life, and things going your way. For example, when you go into a parking lot, in a supermarket, or the DMV, or a strip mall, you find that there's a space available for you, or just people saying nice things to you in your office, in the shopping mall.
Oh, I know.
Smiling at you.
Yeah, random acts of kindness, right?
Well, things
or not.
Things that you would like to experience happening for you, or the check that was supposed to arrive in the mail arrives in the mail, the phone call or email you were supposed to get. Someone who said they were going to do something for you has actually done it. And there's a feeling of, gee, you know what? I'm having a good day today. I feel lucky. I feel good. Just things, very simple things that you would just like to experience happening for you positively in your life occurring. That's a lot. That's what a lot of people think luck has to do with, or what defines luck. Other things in terms of what you would like to experience happen. I studied and I just took that test. Did I get an A? I practiced really hard in my sport. Did I get a hit? Did I score a goal? Did I succeed the way I knew I could when we played our game or had our competition? I applied for a job. Did I get the job? I asked a girl out. Oh, I'm going to ask her to marry me. Will she say yes? Or I looked for an apartment and I finally found one. Or, you know, my boss called me into his office and said, you know what, we're really happy with your performance. We're going to give you a raise. Luck. Another way of looking at luck, folks, is if you think about it in terms of what outcomes in your life would you like to see unfold and be actualized. Let me say that again, because how you define something really influences your relationship with it and how you come to be effective within it. Instead of looking at, oh, he or she is so lucky, or they have luck all the time, or I have good luck, it's, gee, he or she has outcomes that they wanted to experience that unfolded and actualized in their lives. Now, if we take it a step further, we begin to think of luck in a different way, which is if you have a defined outcome of what kinds of things should start happening for you that you could and would and should define as you having good luck. How many of you actually have ever done that before? I'm probably thinking not too many, because if you think about what does good luck mean to you, most people just experience an occurrence in their life and they'll say, boy, that was lucky. I can't believe I got that parking space or that job, or that person said yes when I asked them out, or that job or that raise or that promotion, or they picked me in the audition. Wow, I'm having good luck. Well, another way of saying, wow, if I really made that outcome something that I really wanted to have in my life, and I began to mentally move into that space and mentally embrace that context and have clearly defined what it meant to me and have already owned it as a viable, decisive, legitimate, and existing part of my life now, then my unconscious can only move its energy outward from that perception toward creating it and encouraging it, stimulating and fueling my actions in relation to producing it as the fact of my life. Now you really understand what luck is, don't you?
Well,
it's a self-generated personal creation force, Pat, and that's where the power of producing your own good luck comes from.
I love this, Pete. I love this.
And I love doing it with you.
I love this,
yeah.
Because what is so obvious from what you just shared, I'm ready to say it, that if you do all that, then you will actually manifest or achieve or whatever it is you want to call it will show up.
Well, yeah. I mean,
but if you do the other thing, and here's my favorite. You mentioned my favorite, the parking space.
Yeah. Okay.
You could tell we live in congested areas. My favorite.
Okay.
So you drive into the parking lot, and the first thing on your mind is, I'm never going to get a parking space. Look at all the people in here. Everybody has a parking space. I don't want to walk this far. I'm never going to find it. How am I ever going to get my groceries out of there? And within 30 seconds, you've created every ounce of energy and fire that would point to the fact that when you actually get to that space that you see, Pete Siegel pulls into it before I do.
Well, you know what? You do that, and you also stress yourself out unbelievably.
Oh, my gosh.
You make so many things a negative. You know, here's a lot of things with those of you who work out. When you go to a gym or a health club, usually the parking is insufficient in those areas. And so a lot of people, before they get there, go, oh, man, I'm never going to find a space. And by the time they find one, they're tired out and stressed out from all the aggravation energy that they've spent, you know, just feeling and fretting about not finding a space. And so I always have this standpoint of, you know, I'm going to get my workout in. I'm going to get my job done. I'm going to find a space. Everything will be fine. I just did it earlier today. At the most crowded time in the post office, I had to get some stuff out. And I let my staff home early. I said, you know what? I got to do it now. I said, you know, the thought came, oh, no, it's going to be jammed. I said, stop. Every time you go in there, you always find a space, and you will find one today. Sure enough, as I pulled in, someone was pulling out. I pulled right in. No problem. Now, say, is that a function of luck? Is it a function of random occurrence? You know what, folks? Once you attune your mind with those outcomes that you would like to experience in your life, and you have got to define what they are. Not hope they happen, wish they happen, dream about them happen, seeing others experiencing them happen and hoping some way, somehow, the magic wand of God will wave over you and allow it to happen to you. You have got to begin to stimulate and activate the creation and ultimization process. That's a new Pete Siegel term that I've been talking a lot about, the ultimization process. Not just manifestation, ultimization, which takes it a step beyond manifestation, which means you begin to structure the internal dynamic, the cause world, the reason why and the beginning point from which the thing that you want to happen eventually ultimately does. Now, good luck is a function of good luck thinking. Good luck results is a function of good luck generated actions filled with assumption and positive expectation of success. And when you structure that framework, the only way your mind can function is to create those things for you, establish them, move you to experience them, and have you generate the kind of effort that naturally and consistently produces them.
Well, you know, Pete, and for those of you just popping in, my guest today is Pete Siegel. And, you know, as I said before, you know, he is the guy that people go to when they want to score the big run, when they want to shift in their lives, when they want to understand the laws of the universe and put a package together that we call ultimate success. And so today we're talking about one of my favorite topics because it has no limits. It has no boundaries. It is cracking the good luck code. I love that Pete has agreed to do this show because this is a show that's going to answer the question that so many of you have asked. Why is it that certain people in the world, people that seem like they've got it all together, the Donald Trumps of the world, whoever that is for you, why do some people in the world seem to be have everything and they want, and why do other people, perhaps even you, don't have those things? And Pete, this is the question. Even if you don't have them now, how do we create that shift? Is there a good luck charm out there for everyone, regardless of where they are in their lives?
Yes. And the answer is, come on, Pete, tell us. Okay, I will. The answer is to begin to do your own thinking based upon the natural laws of life, which are the embodiment of abundance, prosperity, lushness, growth, profuseness, and unlimited expansiveness. Well, what do you mean, Pete? Let me explain. I live in Los Angeles in the Marina del Rey, which is a beautiful part in the marina. When I look out each morning, I see, you know, the beautiful yacht harbor with the boats, and it's just an incredible view. Half an hour outside of L.A., you're in the stone-cold wilderness, folks. Really, the wilderness. In the mountains, no development. It's incredible. And I have, you know, traipsed around there because years ago I taught myself photography because I needed to capture beautiful scenic shots because I was doing a line of motivational posters. I have incredible motivational, inspirational quotes and messages of life. Dr. Pat has read many of them, and I put them up on these pictures, and it was just an incredible project. And then the lesson that I learned was, in any natural environment, there's no growth just happens incredibly, abundantly, and continually. It's supposed to happen. There's no empty spaces. Trees keep growing. Plants and shrubs keep growing. I mean, it's just an incredible life lesson to see the natural unfoldment of life without any kind of limit. Life with expanding into its preordained, pre-structured, pre-encoded destiny. So now, let's look at human being life, human's life, what we are. Why do we, some of us, achieve the things that Dr. Pat just said? The Donald Trumps, the Warren Buffetts, the Bill Gateses, the incredible successes that people, the guy who started eBay, Meg Whitmore, the gal who started, Meg Whitmore who started eBay, the guy who started Google, Martha Stewart, Oprah Winfrey, people like, how did they get where they were? And certainly Oprah Winfrey didn't come from any kind of silver spoon beginnings. It's because they decided that life is going to deliver for me. I am going to be someone. I am not going to say what can't be done. I am going to say what can be done, and then I am going to do it. It's a very simple premise, folks. People say, I don't know. What if I don't have enough of this? What if I don't have the money, the financing, the connections, the marketing? What if people don't, you know, what if the sales don't start off quickly? What if my employees aren't motivated? What if? That's the left side of the fence called those who keep spinning their wheels and moving backwards. On the right side of the fence, there's not what if, there is what is. What is, which means what I believe is possible, what I know I can do, what I am determined to do, what I am going to commit to doing, and then doing it.
Well, you know, very interesting thing you're talking about here, Pete, and many of the listeners that are listening today are going to hear this in the exclusive interview I did with Jack Canfield. We're going to be releasing that. And Jack shares something that I don't think many people know on how the movie The Secret actually developed. And what he'll share is an aspect of that process that many people looked at when they looked at Rhonda Byrne, who actually produced the movie, and said, you know what, she just stepped into it. It was good timing, it was this, it was that, blah, blah, blah. And you know, Pete, if there's anything that we do today, anything out of this conversation, I would love to help everyone listening to this get rid of the blah, blah, blah in their life.
Okay, well, we can start by, number one, understanding the concept of timing, which means all elements around you are ready for what you have been preparing for. All elements of life around you are ready to hook into what you have been training and conditioning and building and developing and cultivating yourself to be, embody, express, or relate unto life for all these many years. But let me tell you something, Pat. We create our own timing. Yeah, That's right. That's a concept that most people don't even know to think about. They just hope the timing is right, where the environment is right, and people's minds are right, and receptivity is right, and social conditions are right. We create our own life, our own reality, our own results, and we create our own timing. You can become so congruently the embodiment of success and triumph and development and expansiveness and personal growth and personal gain to a degree where that spiritual forcefulness causes the world to form around you.
I love this.
And I've done this, and I've taught this concept to players who used to be second or third string and then became starters, all-pro, all-star, MVP, mega millionaires, to business people who thought that they had to fight off their competition in order to succeed. And when they learned this concept, they became a force which everyone else then looked at as competition. You stop fighting timing and all of the creation principles and factors that need to unfold and start establishing, committing to, and emotionally fusing your soul within them so that you begin to progress down that pathway without any limits, unhampered, fully and freely. Because the only way your mind can create is based upon the purity and the context of programming within it. That's the way it works. People who pray to God and say, "He's not answering my prayer," they're not praying, they're begging and supplicating with negative, really low-end, hopeful, quote-unquote, hopeful expectancy. They want someone else to step in and do it for them. Well, Ben Franklin probably made one of the most profound statements of life in 1776 in Poor Peter's Almanac when he said, "God helps those who help themselves," which means if you proactively begin to do the thing that you want to do to create the kinds of results you believe are possible, and you do that with unrestricted faith, then God will help you ultimize and become the ultimate expression of the thing that you're striving toward. But you must get in the position to where you are so sure in your mind, in your heart, and your soul, that not only does it exist, but it's there now in your cause world, in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your emotions, in your soul, in your spirit, that the only way you can unfold and move forward is because of, and in lieu of, and compelled forward because of that. And so once you understand the concept of timing, and Rhonda Byrne said, well, it was right for that. First of all, The Secret didn't tell you anything that thousands and thousands of years people have been telling you. It says it implicitly in the Bible, okay? And, you know, as thy faith be it unto you, which means Jesus Christ said that. What you think, what you believe, what you feel, what you accept and embrace internally shall be done unto you. But he gave you the qualifications. Believe Mark 11:23-25, which is what I based my program called The Formula on. Believe that ye have received it, and it shall then be yours. Believe that it's there now. You own it. You've embodied it. You've actualized it. You've ultimized it. It is yours, your possession, real, realistic, profound, and definitive in your soul, mind, and spirit now, right now.
Well, right now is what this is about. And you know, some people say we're a generation, or we're a society of people that want instant gratification. And you know, when we go back in time, I don't know if that, and I think that said Pete in a not so kind way. But if we take a look at what that means, and we take a look at some of the things you're talking about right now, we actually are tapping into a power that says that the miracle is within or doesn't exist at all. There is an unlimited potential we have. And if we pay attention to the way we focus our energy, our vibration, our thoughts, and the actions we take, there is a world of unlimited possibilities. I want you to answer one question for me. But before we do that, I want to make sure everyone that's tuning in today knows that I'm speaking with what I believe is one of the most sought-after performance coaches in the world, and that is Pete Siegel joining me here today. We're talking about cracking the good luck code. And for those of you that have questions, comments, are stuck, want to join in on the conversation, want to move beyond whatever unluckiness you think you have, we've opened up the phone lines. And so you can call in to the Dr. Pat Show. That's us, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And if you want to check out and find out a little bit more about Pete and his work, you can go to incrediblechange.com, incrediblechange.com. Pete, here's the question. We live in a world, at least in this country, and there's this incredible conversation I had on air the other day about what it takes and what it means to pick ourselves up, to move beyond what some people will call unlucky circumstances. Many of us know this. We know this, being rejected by publishers, being rejected by agents, being rejected by graduate schools. We can go on and on and on with a list of rejections. And we wonder sometimes if any of that will ever change. What is the power, Pete? What is the power of believing in that one yes?
Well, it has to do with, once I get zoned, I just got two new literary agents for my next book, which is entitled 30 Days to the Maximum You, Mastering the Keys to Full Power Living. There's a Pete Siegel title if I ever heard one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It has Pete Siegel all over it.
Dr. Pat is going to give a quote for that, and I've already discussed this with her. Here's the thing.
Hold that thought, because you have obviously... We've already gotten someone on the line. Let's hold that thought, because I think you're gonna end up talking about it now.
Right.
I want to welcome, who's joining us on the phone tonight?
My name's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Pete Siegel.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Pete. I'm doing great.
Good.
This is just serendipitous. I just called a friend of mine and said I need some coaching regarding employment, and I just turned on the radio, and you guys are on here. So, I guess I'm not really too sure how I should phrase the question or whatever. I guess in this particular case, following my divine bliss, I'm at one job contracting, but the price of gas is real expensive. And then I just started another job, but within an hour, I felt like I was just covered in all this negative goop. Mm. But it's 5 minutes down the street.
Oh, I love this, sir. I love this question. I love this circumstance.
All right, what's your question, Rebecca?
I guess, Dr. Pat, you loved it, so.
I do love it.
I don't know. I guess it's, you know, having that faith to step out and say, you know what, you know, financially it's better for me if I stay closer to home, but as far as being happy, I don't think that's
right,
going to do it.
Let me jump here. First of all, you just made a limitation statement. It's financially better for me if I stay closer to home. No, it's not. What you're doing is thinking, I'll save a little bit of money, and ultimately that will result in me being able to keep more. You don't know if it's financially better for you to stay closer to home. It's less financially taxing. That's a better way to save for you, okay?
Okay.
And the second thing is you're looking at what exists outside of you that you could fit into to try to meet your needs. Usually people never find what they want outside of themselves, surely not to the way that if they did it themselves, they could do it. And where does the faith to take the quote-unquote chance on doing what you want to do come from? This isn't something that just has come into your mind recently, Rebecca. It's something you've thought about for a long, long time, hasn't it?
Kind of, yeah, kind of no. It's going back into an industry that I haven't been in for a long time, and I realize just how much I love being in high tech.
Okay, so this is something that's been on your mind for a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't someone jump into the pool even though something's been on their mind? Because they don't know if they can make the money they need to pay their bills and have the life. They don't know if they can pull it off. So what they do is they sell their individuality and their creativity and their industriousness and their entrepreneurial drive and forcefulness for what's called security. And that's exactly what you've done here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, how do you move out of that? There are 8 hours in the day where you can work for somebody else. There's 24 hours in a day. Everybody, and I've talked to billionaire clients about this too, you can always isolate 1.5 to 2 hours a day. No matter if you're married, if you have kids, if you have dogs and cats and goldfish and hamsters and chickens and horses.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to mow your lawn and pick up the cleaners and do your errands. you can still find an hour and a half. Start working for you every day for an hour and a half. Thinking about what you would do, how you would do it, how you would apply yourself. If you could have the kind of life, the kind of business that you really wanted, what would that look like? What would it feel like? And what would you be doing? And start to mentally create and establish and develop the plans and do the research and get all of the factors that you would need to address, all of the components and attributes that you would need to find out about and develop, lined up, structured, and ready to go. Because if you do that and you have that paradigm structured mentally and on paper, what do you think is going to start to happen, Rebecca?
Oh, yeah, it'll start coming in, I guess.
It will start coming in. No, it won't. You will start making things happen for you the way that you want to. Okay?
Yeah.
Understand it. Well, people say, well, it. There's no such thing as it. There's you stimulating something, either positive or negative. That's all that there is. And so if you do what I'm suggesting here, that will move you, quote-unquote, over the top.
Okay.
Because of your faith and your drive and your industriousness, which is exactly what it sounds like you need.
Okay, so I know what I want to do.
All right, good.
And I guess, well, I was looking at one of these jobs as a way to free up time so I can have that hour and a half.
Well, you know what? You can find the hour and a half in lieu of it because you don't work 15, 20 hours a day. Okay? And,
right.
And I'm telling you, I've taught this concept to mothers with three kids who were working mothers, and they did it. And they started their own home-based businesses, and they're all thriving, making over six figures a year.
Okay.
Doing things that they love.
Okay.
You sound like a bright woman. You sound like a capable woman, but you don't sound like someone who believes in herself enough to take the shot and to generate the power that you know you have, and you've known you've had for many years now, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you? Yes or no?
You're right, yes.
Okay. So tell me what you're going to do now, Rebecca.
Oh, what I'm going to do as far as the business?
What you're going to do as far as the question that you asked me. What are you going to do to make Rebecca's life what she wants it to be now?
Take the necessary steps.
Which the first one is what?
Make a decision about which job I'm going to keep.
And then do what? Three words. Go.
For it.
That's right.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay, go for it. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Rebecca.
Well, Rebecca, you know, I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
And Pete, thank you so much for that. But I wanted to ask you a question. The question that you raised and you brought to the table about the fact that you're commuting and there's a cost of gas, right?
Yeah.
This is a job you love.
Yes.
Okay. And the other job, which is a block down the street, right?
Correct.
And this is a job that is, what did you say, negative people? Is toxic a good word?
Oh, absolutely. I was sitting there within an hour, and I felt this, like, warm rush come over me, like, oh, I can't be back in this environment again.
Yeah, the warm rush, is that like vomit or what?
No, just how you might get really warm if you've eaten a lot of sugar.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a chemical. Let me, Pete, I'm going to jump in here on a totally different note. Well, everything Pete said, please, please go ahead and do. But I'm going to take you down a little different path to have you think about this.
Okay.
From a health point of view. Do you know that warm feeling?
Yeah.
That's your body reacting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what your body's reacting to?
The negativity?
It's called stress.
Yeah.
You have 90 seconds to change the emotional response in your body so that it doesn't burn out the cells that you have.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Latest study that was out 2 days ago, I think it was two, this statement. 90% of the reasons that people go to the doctor have to do with stress.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the gas is that you're spending now, if you see that as an expense, try to come up with the equivalent of the health impact it's having on you if you stay at that other place.
Right. Okay.
And let me add one more thing.
Okay.
Rebecca, along with what Pat was telling you,
uh-huh.
If you could get if you would get, let's say, $50 an hour
mm-hmm.
for the negativity that you mm-hmm. received on your current job, mm-hmm. how much would you be getting? How much money would you be being paid? You see? So you
right.
have to look at in terms of, you know, how much am I, and that's how much you're losing.
Right.
Because you're not using your, in other words, you're trying to save yourself a couple of dollars instead of expanding your spirit and doing what you really love to do.
Yeah, actually, there's bills I want to pay off, and so I think, oh, if I have more money, I'll pay them off.
But you know what? Has that worked for you so far?
I just started. I don't know.
Okay, well,
I hear what you're saying.
And experience indicates it's short term, because then what you do is you get into settling just for enough to pay your bills. That's
right.
Not called living. That's called existing.
And you know, you're talking to me, someone that knows a lot about settling. And I have for decades.
Other alternatives of moving closer to the job I love.
Amen. I love it when we have breakthroughs like this.
Yeah, I keep using that as well. You know, it's the commute, and I won't find a place for my dogs, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And that's where I need to put the hour and a half a day in.
All right. Well,
you know your mission. If you choose to accept it,
yes,
you've got it covered.
Start to do it now.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
You know what you need to work on. And,
okay.
You know, let me ask you this. After talking to Dr. Pat and myself, after the advice that we just gave you, what's going to happen now when you start thinking about that hour and a half? In 3 months from now, what's going to happen? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in a position where I feel good about myself going into work, and I have extra energy, even though I may have a longer day, when I come home to do things.
Now, did you hear what she just said, folks?
I love it.
If you compare it to the initial question, if you could hear the sound of her voice now. You know why?
Because
now there's a specific direction, and there's confidence and faith in her ability to produce that as her real-life situation.
Right.
That's the power of the Dr. Pat Show, folks, right there.
Well, thank you.
And, Rebecca, let me say this.
Uh-huh.
That's the power that you have inside you.
Uh-huh.
That's the power that you have to live the life that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And please, if you remember one thing from this,
mm-hmm.
please remember to promise yourself you'll never settle.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, both of you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You know, Pete, I want to thank you personally. For those of you listening to the show or just tuning in, I absolutely adore our listeners. They have supported us along the way. And thanks to people like Pete Siegel, we're able to bring you the best in talk radio. Pete, let's take a moment before we continue with cracking the good luck code, because I think we just saw a demonstration of it. Let's make sure people know how to find out more about you, to get copies of some of the incredible articles you've written, and anything else you want to share with them.
My website is www.incrediblechange.com. That's www.incrediblechange.com. And there are 18 different personal development programs on there that you can review. Worldwide global power mind bestsellers, including The Formula, which is an incredible program that takes you beyond where the spirit, where the secret did it. It picks up where the spirit left off, and it teaches you how to mentally, proactively deal with the three main ingredients that are responsible for manifesting what you would like to have and experience in your life. Then there's the global bestseller, Building Super Confidence. Because no matter how much you know and how smart you are, how creative you are, without the confidence and the inner strength that moves you to apply your knowledge to produce actions that generate results, basically you'll be mentally sophisticated, but in terms of your life, way less than you ordinarily or otherwise could be. Programs such as Winning at Life, Success Mindsets, Living Invincibly Positive, you can read about these. Use them. These are book and CD programs that make incredible changes in your life. Again, that's www.incrediblechange.com.
Well, Pete, again, thank you for joining us here today, because, you know, what I love about what we do together is we help people tap into the power that has always been inside of them. You know, in my vernacular, it's just that we've been a little crusty. I know I've been a little crusty. So, you know, we're talking about luck. We're talking about it as a mental, emotional, spiritually fueled byproduct. These are your words. And not as this elusive, random thing. So I wanted to ask you, for many of the people that are not calling in, certainly if you're out there and you like to call in, I'll give you that number again, so that you can give us a shout. And that is, toll free, by the way, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. So, Pete, here's the question. You know, here we are in the world, and all of us, and I believe this to be true, all of us have faced obstacles, challenges, whatever you want to call them. And yet we have just these incredible dreams. How do we capture, how do we grab on to the emotional, the spiritual, the mental talent, the mental energy that we have to take that next step and move from what we call luck to a place of divine action?
The difference between mentally embracing something and having it as a fact of your life is called action. Now, there's a spiritual catalyst, a spiritual initiation process or cause or origination context that must be addressed and set in place. Before a farmer plants his first seed, he has in his mind the unconscious assumption that doing all the efforts of preparing the soil, de-weeding the soil, harrowing the soil, getting all the rows filled, and then planting the seeds, and then irrigating and watering and fertilizing and de-weeding and using the pesticides and tending the fields, after a certain amount of time, that the fields will be lush with a bumper crop that he can then harvest and sell at market to make a profit. That's his unconscious assumption going into it. He sees it clearly. He knows it clearly. He's got all of the elements he needs lined up, and he has the conviction and faith to know that if he applies himself the way he knows he needs to, that that end result image in his mind will become his fact of life. All right? Now, that's the most important thing, because, and say, where does the strength come from that would move people to act? I visualize what I want all the time, but I'm not doing what I need to, the way I need to, for as long as I need to, with the passion I need to make it actualized or to make it real. How come? I hear that all the time. You just made a point a couple of seconds ago that I want to pick up on,
okay,
which is the answer to that question, which is the strength comes from, you mentioned we all have had adversities, obstacles, problems, negative situations, dilemmas, crisis in our lives. Well, here's the thing I want you all to know, folks. Why you have the strength to make your dreams or to make the things you want or the good luck embraced or the good luck engrossed or encapsulated or enveloped ideas and dreams and contexts and desires, your fact of life. Because here's the thing. How do I know you're strong and stronger than you realize or give yourself credit for? Because all of the problems, the limitations, the negatives, the dilemmas, the adversities, the crisis situations that you've experienced in your life are not here right now, but you are. Now, you just think about that for a second in a way that unconsciously allows you to know that something in you and about you has enabled you to move through or to become empowered by or to overcome and transcend all of the negatives in your life to be in the current situation and the current place right here, right now, on this day, in this time, in this moment. And so if you don't think that's strength and power, then you really have to rethink what goes on within you and who you are. So if you look at all the things that you've overcome in your life, what makes you think that you don't have the strength, the creativity, initiative, or capacity to produce something you want? If you've got all that power that has enabled you to overcome the things that you didn't want, you do have the power to produce the things that you do want. Now, you think about that and let that sink in real, real deep now. Because that strength begins to move through you. That's right. Many of you are thinking, wait a second. He's right. I do have that strength. I do have that capacity. And so now you have to begin to define what it is you want, what it is you believe, what kinds of luck-based ideas, concepts, or experiences that you would like to experience in your life. What are those things? Not what I don't want to have or what I don't want to experience or what I want to avoid or stay away from, but what do you want? How should it be? What does that look like, feel like, embrace, entail? What does that signify? What would you be doing, having, and experiencing if that were the case? And as that is the case, begin to project and create detailed sets of images laced with the feelings of that power that overcomes all the negatives that can produce as easily these positives that you want. And what do you think begins to happen? Like the farmer, you begin to plant your fields and tend to those fields. And ultimately, those fields come up to produce lushness and profuseness and abundance, which means the success and the actualization of what you want. Earlier on in the conversation, Dr. Pat made a point as well. We all look for instant gratification. We want it now. But there's everything is a process. When you began to become a thing in your mother's womb, you didn't just pop out, did you? It took 9 months for that deal to go down, didn't it? Well, think about it. If you wanted to get for you to graduate high school, you had to go 13 years from kindergarten to 12th grade before you got your diploma. Then if you wanted to get a college degree, you had to go 4 years for 120 hours.
Oh, honey, it took me 13 years.
Well, if you want to be a PhD.
It took me 13 years to get my undergraduate degree, but I'll tell you something, I didn't give up.
Okay, not only
did I went at night.
Yeah, she found a way to get it done. She decided it would be done, and then she made it get done. Let me say that to you again. She wanted it to be done. She found a way to make it done. And then she did make it done. She didn't look at what the limits are. She said, this is happening in my life. And then she built her whole life around her moving in that direction and getting it done. And it has, well, she's lucky. She's Dr. Pat. Not too many people are like that. Folks, she found what she alluded to earlier, the magic force of power within your life, like I just explained to you a moment ago, and she wasn't going to let that remain inert and unused. She tapped into it and applied it and used it as the force for spiritual creation and life creation, life building, life increase and advance, that when you understand that that's the same thing in you now, you can begin to use that power and see yourself differently and feel about yourself differently and make what you want the fact of your life.
Wow. Wow. I'll tell you.
Because I'm telling you, folks, she's one of the brightest, most articulate, sophisticated women I've ever had the pleasure of meeting and dealing with. She really knows what she's talking about. She's the real deal, folks. Everything about her. She researches, she studies, she bones up on every one of her guests. She knows exactly where she's going and what she needs to deal with. And so to make her say, well, you know, you got to be in the zone to do that.
Well, you know, Pete, thank you for sharing this time with our listeners.
I mean it. And you know I mean it.
I appreciate it. And I cannot believe where the hour went. I was interviewed the other night, and I shared a story. And I'm not going to share the whole story. I'll definitely make sure that interview is available for everyone. But when I said to the woman that was interviewed, I said, you know, it's hard for me to imagine that here I am, almost 15 hours a week on live radio.
Wow.
I love every minute of it.
Sure.
I get to talk to incredible people. And when I was 13 years old, I didn't think that I'd ever stop stuttering. And I share that, Pete, because the day that I shifted from believing that I would never stop stuttering to the place where I could see myself complete a full sentence, my life changed.
Yes.
And I'm not saying it's that easy, but what I am saying is luck had nothing to do with it. And I think that's what you're saying today.
Well, let me amend what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You say, it's not that easy, ... and it wasn't that hard either.
You bet.
Okay, so that's the addendum you have to put onto those kinds of sentences. For me to get where I am, I'm still enduring incredible odds. But you know what? I am so powerful, really, as a therapist. I mean, I'm globally powerful now, okay? And I'm hearing it all the time from all the interviews I do, and the positive impact that people go on to. The consensus is, you know, Pete Siegel's prescriptive advice really produces incredible results. That's why my website's called Incredible Change. Okay? So you have to understand that there is a power within you now. Okay? It's not hard, which means the farmer has to plant the seed. Those of you who are mothers who have had children, that's not an easy process. The pain of childbirth is excruciating, but then the joy of holding your baby in your hands makes it all worthwhile. You know, I don't know what it's like to give birth because I'm a man. But the women who have had babies that I know tell me all the same thing. It kills, it hurts. But then when you hold that child in your hand and you see the life that was in you now held in your hand, it's an indescribable, satisfying, fulfilling, and just nourishing feeling that makes all the pain and suffering that you had to go through the previous 9 months totally worth it. Which means no pain, no gain, which means no effort, no result, which means no applied conviction, no life the way you want it. Let me say that to you again, folks, and again, let this sink in. Without applied conviction, you will never have the kind of life you really want. With applied conviction, life becomes what you want it to be, and that's when you make life say yes to you.
You know, Pete Siegel is my very special guest today. You know, we started this conversation with what I consider a very, very important topic, cracking the good luck code, and, you know, exploiting the most powerful good luck charm in the universe. And the bottom line to this in answering this question, Pete, is the most powerful good luck charm in the universe may seem obvious to you, but I want you to share what that is as we wrap up today's show.
The most powerful good luck charm in the universe is the assumption of good, of goodness, and the best existing for and awaiting you to now claim it. I'll say it again. The most powerful good luck charm in the universe is the unconscious assumption of the good and goodness and the best existing for and awaiting you to claim it.
You know, Pete, I love conversations with you, and I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us here tonight. You know, I cannot believe that we have gone for a complete hour nonstop, and as we wrap this hour up, I would love for you to wrap up, give us your summary comments, but I also want to ask you to do it with something that I learned or I read a long, long time ago, and it's a statement that's get used a lot, and it's this: ask and ye shall receive.
Okay. Ask and ye shall receive, and then it says, and your joy shall then be complete. But you have to know how to ask. Ask just doesn't mean please, please, please. Ask means affirm, structure, assume, presume, know that the power within you, or God, the power of God, doesn't exist to withhold from you, deny you, or restrain, or thwart you. God is not a God of withholding, but a God of provision. And as you ask and affirm and believe with faith and conviction, you will receive inner guidance in terms of what to do. You'll get hunches, flashes, intuition, and then that's the force saying, you want what you just told me? Okay, here's what you need to do. You'll be led from within to do it. Listen to that inner voice, folks. Do what it says. Follow its pathway, and then you'll experience the Siegel context of manifestation called ultimization, which is finally understanding that as a man thinketh in his heart, so then is he.
Wow. Pete Siegel, thank you for joining us here today. One last question and give out your website. What does Pete Siegel want?
Pete Siegel wants to be the most powerful global impact personal development teacher that ever has been or will be, a global best-selling author with his own TV show that's being worked on now, giving people practical, proactive advice that they can use to move from becoming good to becoming better to becoming great to becoming the best to becoming the standards that others then strive to emulate. My website is www.incrediblechange.com. Dr. Pat, I have to thank you again for the opportunity. We've done a monster show, and it's always wonderful to connect with you and your wisdom.
Well, thank you, Pete, for joining us here today. And I want to thank all the listeners for coming out and supporting the show the way they have. And, Pete, one of the things I'm going to announce, and I'll share it with you as we wrap up, I want to let everybody know that you're going to be hearing about Dr. Pat's challenge. And what that challenge is a challenge to prove all of the naysayers wrong. And I'm going to ask everyone out there for your help. And the challenge is going to be to help us let other people know about this show and about the guests that we have on it. And so start thinking about 10 other people that you'll be able to connect with. Email and let them know about the show. And then ask those 10 people to pay it forward and let them know. Because we are here with one mission and one mission in mind. It is the same thing, Pete, we had from day one before I was even on radio and I dialed that right number. And it's this, our vision is to create positive change in the world, one listener at a time, and collectively millions of listeners. Pete Siegel, thank you for joining us here today. As we say on the Dr. Pat Show, you rock.
Thank you, Pat. I look forward to the next time we spend together.
And I'd like to thank everybody at BBS Radio for doing what they've done, an incredible network that is reaching millions of people. All you need to do is take a look at their website, look at some of my colleagues that are taking their message out into the world, and ask yourselves, is this life what it's all about? Can I do more? Can I be more? I want to end this with a quote from not just a quote from Pete Siegel, but a quote from people that I've known, especially people that are in this world, and it is this. This is a life that you get to create. Create it in the realm of unlimited possibilities. Until next week, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Vasili. Go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com. Over 1,500 archives. Sign up for our iTunes. Make it happen, and we'll see you next week.